This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Scientists reported yesterday in the journal Nature that they may have found a new molecular target for treating diabetes. And they found it in a very unexpected place in the RNA of pancreatic cells. Now, you know, unlike DNA, RNA doesn't code for proteins, and it doesn't release insulin or regenerate damaged organs. In fact, for a long time, researchers thought that this particular kind of RNA, called microRNA, didn't do much of anything. So how can it possibly help treat diabetes? Well, it turns out that this sort of microRNA helps regulate the DNA in the pancreatic cells that control insulin. It acts sort of like a switch that can turn insulin production up or down. And since diabetics don't regulate their insulin levels effectively, finding out how the microRNA molecules work might lead to some new types of treatments for diabetics. So we're going to begin the hour by talking about this study with Marcus Stoffel, director of the Laboratory of Metabolic Diseases at the Rockefeller University. He joins us by phone. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Hello.
Thank you, Dr. Stoffel. Tell us about, this is kind of interesting. Let's get a little bit of a biology lesson first, if you don't mind. We know that DNA is the workhorse of the cells, right? Where does RNA come in?
So DNA, for most genes in our body, for something like around 25,000 genes, DNA is first transcribed into messenger RNA, and this messenger RNA then is translated into protein. So the information in the DNA code is being translated into protein. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the case for most genes in the body, and these microRNAs that you alluded to are different in that they don't make protein, they just stay as a small RNA molecule.
But they act in a different way as switches in this case, if I'm understanding you correctly.
That's correct. So what these microRNAs do is they can regulate gene expression of other genes, and they do this by binding to their these messenger mm-hmm. RNAs, and they reduce the expression of these genes.
And so how does this work now in the diabetes story?
So what our work showed was that we asked the question, are there microRNAs? So this is this new class of genes that was about discovered in other cell types about 2 years ago. We asked the question, are these microRNAs also present in pancreatic beta cells? So these are the cells that secrete insulin and that make up about 1 to 3% of the total pancreas. Mm-hmm. And we identified a number of novel members of these microRNAs, which are very, very specific for the insulin-secreting beta cells. So they're not found anywhere else in the body.
Mm-hmm. And you found that the RNAs here actually turn on and off these insulin-secreting cells?
So what we asked in the question, what do they do? And when we increase their expression, we found that they inhibit insulin secretion, or when we inhibit the microRNA that's being produced in these cells, we get more expression. And the way this works is it works by interfering with the release of insulin. So what these microRNAs do is they inhibit the release of these of the granules that store insulin and mm-hmm. release it from the cell.
And why would the body have a mechanism that exists like this?
So it turns out that the pancreatic beta cell has many safeguard mechanisms that control insulin secretion, because secreting too much insulin or too little yeah. insulin has really severe effects on the body. When you secrete too little insulin, you will develop diabetes. And if you secrete too much insulin, you will lower your blood glucose levels to such an extent that you can, in an extreme scenario, become unconscious, because the brain, which is heavily dependent on sugar as an energy source, mm-hmm. won't have enough supply. So it is critical that insulin secretion is tightly regulated, and these microRNA contribute to this.
And are you working on both type 1 and type 2 diabetes, or would this apply to just one of them?
Well, type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease by which the pancreatic beta cells are destroyed by a patient's own immune mm-hmm. Cells. And we are mainly focusing on the study of type 2 diabetes. What these patients have, they have a insulin doesn't work properly in their body, but they also don't secrete enough insulin at a certain stage of the disease. Mm-hmm. So this applies mainly to these microRNAs could apply to both diseases, but we believe it may apply more to type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm. So how could you now pursue this therapeutically? What would you look for? What kind of medication could you make knowing this knowledge? Kind of, you know, or cures or treatments?
Right. So there are several important studies that need to be conducted now that we know which microRNAs are expressed in pancreatic beta cells. First of all, we need to know, are the expression levels of these microRNAs normal in diabetics versus controls? We need to understand what are their targets, so what are the genes whose expression they regulate, and then we can manipulate the system to hopefully increase insulin secretion in these patients.
Have any studies in mice been done trying this yet?
No. These studies have not been done in mice. So far, these studies have been done in cells. Mm-hmm. And in cells, in this study that we published yesterday, we were able to increase insulin secretion by inhibiting the endogenous microRNA. What we did in this study, this is the first paper of microRNAs in pancreatic beta cells. But we know that there are many, many other microRNAs are being expressed, and they all need to be studied in detail.
And when you say there, let's talk about what this whole new, you say this was a discovery of microRNAs is only 2 years old.
That's correct. This was, as you mentioned earlier, a very surprising finding. These very short microRNAs were overlooked for the longest time and were only relatively recently discovered. About 2 years ago. What we now know is that about 1% of all genes are made up by microRNAs. So there are about 200 to 300 different microRNAs. Some of them are expressed in any cell type. Others are very, very specific and only found in certain cell types.
Hmm. But there are about 200 of them, did you say?
There are 200 to 300. The final number has not been determined yet.
But so you could have just 200 to 300 of these controlling all the DNA switching on and off and all kinds of functions?
So there are 200 to 300 different ones, uh-huh. And they target different genes in the human genome.
So they may be like the master switches that turn these coding on and off.
So they certainly contribute to the expression of certain biochemical pathways. What we don't know yet if we can think about them as master switches, mm-hmm. or more subtle regulatory mechanisms.
Yeah.
This is a very new field, and I'm sure the next few years will shed light on this.
But getting back to the pancreas then, how many of these microRNAs do you think are possibly involved? You've discovered, one of them that works now?
No, we found 67 distinct different microRNAs, mm-hmm. Of which 10 had not been identified previously. Mm-hmm. So there is a set of about half of them are relatively ubiquitously expressed, meaning they're expressed in many, many different cell types. Then there's a group of microRNAs that were previously known, but they were only known to be expressed in the central nervous system in nerve cells. But surprisingly, some of them are also highly expressed in pancreatic beta cells. And then there are some novel ones which are completely specific for insulin secreting cells.
Mm-hmm. So you have a lot more work to do on this.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, it's interesting to hear that this is just only 2 years old and can be applied, you know, to all different places in the body.
That is correct. And the surprising the emphasis in biology has always been on messenger RNAs that encode proteins. And it's only recently that many, many researchers have shifted and are looking at other functions of RNA molecules.
Let me see if I can get a quick phone call in here before we have to go. Rick in San Luis, Colorado. Hi, Rick.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Fine, how are you? Go ahead.
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, my question is, I'm a type 2 diabetic, and there's times I take 500 milligrams of glucophage. have to take two in the morning and two in the evening. There's times that my sugar is so bad that I have to go up to 1,000. How is this going to help me out with my diabetes?
Yeah, how far are we, doctor, from the clinical level here? People, of course, are going to want to know when something is going to affect them.
Yeah, this we are years away from using this as a treatment. This is, as I mentioned, this is the very first report establishing a function of this new class of genes in insulin secretion, and so this is far away from having entry into the clinic. But it is a completely new class of small molecules, and these are molecules that the pharmaceutical company likes to target in their search for new drugs.
All right, Rick, sorry.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Now, I know there were studies done in the worms, C. elegans, with these RNAs?
That's right. These microRNAs were first identified in a non-vertebrate system, such as C. elegans or the fruit fly. Most of our biological knowledge of what these do come actually from these lower organisms. And these studies have overall indicated that microRNAs play an important role in development and differentiation of cells. Mm-hmm. So this is something, an area that we haven't even touched upon. What are the function of these microRNAs in pancreatic beta cell during development? These are studies that are being involved in right now.
When you say development, do you mean maturation or the whole organism?
Both. Mm-hmm. Development of in organ development as well as in differentiation of certain cell types.
Because I guess you have to turn on and off things, right, all the time when you're growing and developing.
That's correct. And so that's a complicated interplay between many, many different genes. They will tell the cell whether to divide or not to divide and whether to develop specialized functions. That's what we call differentiation. And we believe that microRNAs are involved in these processes.
Why do you think we're now into 40, 50 years of genes? How did we miss these things?
Well, probably because they're very, very small. they are only in the range, the mature forms are only in the range between 20 and 22 nucleotides. And people haven't really paid attention to these very, very small RNAs. They also are, together with a whole bunch of degraded messenger RNAs, and that made it difficult to identify them in the past. Mm-hmm. You have a sort of, they're mixed together in a waste bag of RNAs.
So who thought, hey, we ought to look at this? Was there someone who just said, hey, or just do it by accident?
No, I mean, these were one of the discoverers, the literal discoverers is a colleague of mine, mm-hmm. Dr. Tuschel here at the university. These are people who have been working on these small RNAs for many years, but at some point, yes, they had an idea, let's look at these very small RNAs and look at their function. That's how they were discovered.
Terrific. Well, thank you very much for taking time to talk with us. We'll be checking in with you, see how your work is going.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Marcus Stoffel is the director of the Laboratory of Metabolic Diseases at the Rockefeller University here in New York. We're going to take a break and switch gears and come back and talk about lots of interesting stuff was released this week. News about research. It was released at the meeting at the American Heart Association in New Orleans. Interesting findings. A lot of them are surprising, so we're going to have an update on heart disease and new research. Stay with us. We'll be right back.